So as Amy said, it's Psalm 145 from the Children's Bible. Praise to God the King. I praise your greatness, my God the King. I will praise you forever and ever. I will praise you every day. I will praise you forever and ever. The Lord is great. He is worthy of our praise. No one can understand how great he is. Parents will tell their children what you have done. They will retell your mighty acts, wonderful majesty and glory. And I will think about your miracles. They will tell about your amazing things you do. I will tell how great you are. They will remember your great goodness. They will sing about your fairness. The Lord is King and shows mercy. He does not become angry quickly, but is full of love. The Lord is good for everyone. He is merciful to all he has made. Lord, everything you have made will praise you. Those who belong to you will bless you. They will tell about the glory of your kingdom. They will speak about your power. Then everyone will know what powerful things you do. They will know about the glory and majesty of your kingdom. Your kingdom will continue forever, and you will be king from now on. The Lord will keep his promise. With love, he takes care of all he has made. The Lord helps those who have been defeated. He takes care of those who are in trouble. All living things look to you for food, and you give it to them at the right time. You open your hand and you satisfy all living things. Everything the Lord does is right. With love, he takes care of all he has made. The Lord is close to everyone who prays to him, to all who truly pray to him. He gives those who fear him what they want. He listens when they cry, and he saves them. The Lord protects everyone who loves him, but he will destroy the wicked. I will praise the Lord. Let everyone praise his holy name forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Well, we've had a look at Psalm 145, and we're thinking about this question: what is God like? And we've seen already that God is brilliant. Emma Raducanu may be brilliant at tennis, that Lego play may have been awesome, but God is so much more brilliant. And this psalm tells us why we think, or why God is brilliant. It sets out what we call attributes. It's a good computer word, isn't it? What it really means is it tells us what God is like. And so let's have a look at some of these verses. So this is verse 8. Let's keep round here. I'll tell you what, I'll move this slightly like that, okay? So we've got verse 8. And it tells us some things about God. The Lord is kind and shows mercy. He does not become angry quickly, but is full of love. So what can you see in those words which tells us something about God? So if I do that, oh, I've got my head in the way now. Let's do this. There we go. Right. I've put some of the words in yellow so we can see there we've got the Lord is kind and he shows mercy. And these two things go together really well. Because sometimes when people do things to us that are wrong, what do we think? Sometimes we think, I'm going to get them back for that. And that's not a very nice thing to do. Certainly not a merciful thing to do. So kindness and mercy kind of go together. And God never does that to us or says that to us, I'm going to get you back because you've done that wrong thing. God is kind and merciful to us. What else can we see in that passage? We can see it says, he is full of love. How amazing is that? This God who's so brilliant, made everything, he also loves us. God wants the very best for us. Let's have a look at another verse. The Lord is good to everyone. He is merciful to all he has made. This is really, really important because God wants to be good to everyone. And sadly, we treat other people differently. Maybe if people are smelly, we think, oh, we don't want to be friends with them. Or maybe if the people's skin colour is different, we treat people differently. Andy will just tell us a few minutes ago a little bit about the slave trade and how sad it was that people from this country could go to an African country, take some very special people who are important to God and who God loves them, and they would take them in shackles to America after a long crossing across the Atlantic Ocean, where some of them may have died. And they said, right, we're going to make you work for us, and we're going to sell you to other people who will make you work for them. And you're not going to get paid, and you're going to work really, really hard. How sad that was, because some people treated people differently. But here, we're told that God is good to everyone. And that's brilliant for us, because it's easy for us to think that God loves other people more than he loves me. For all sorts of daft reasons. Perhaps we think God loves them better than me because they go to church more often. Or perhaps because they read more books, or they're cleverer, or they say better prayers than me. This passage is telling us that God is brilliant because God is good to everyone, whoever they are. And one way that God shows his love for us and his goodness to us is he provides for our food. Verse 15 later on says this, all living things look to you for food, and you give it to them when the time is right. We've got all these gifts here. Let's have a little look at what we've got. Cups of tea. We don't go far without a cup of tea. Definitely need a cup of tea when we get up in the morning. And what about breakfast? Who likes these? Chocolate cereal. Yeah, Andy likes these. And we have so much choice, don't we? We can have boring Kellogg's cornflakes, or we can have chocolate on them. And we can mix them together and do all sorts of things. God provides us with all that we need. God gives us our food. And God has made an amazing creation because it's full of intrigue and mystery and interesting things. Often people say they have a favourite animal. Anybody got a favourite animal? Go on, your favourite animal. Sorry? A puppy. Yeah, I was looking at some puppies yesterday. Lots of people got dogs these days, haven't they? What do you like about puppies? What do you like about puppies? Puppies all have different characters, don't they? They're amazing creatures. Come on, what's your favourite animal? A lion. Wow. Yeah. Can't say I saw a lion yesterday. But we have amazing creatures. And we look at wildlife programs, we find they're so fascinating creatures. And also, we have flowers as well. Look how delicate those flowers are. And the thing about flowers is that they look beautiful. But they do so much more as well, because they all smell different. They attract different flies and animals to them. And they help spread the pollen. So flowers are amazing things. God has made this amazing world. I better put this back. Yeah, I've got a little fly flying around as well, wanting to join in the fun. We've got an amazing world that God has created, full of mystery and intrigue. And God invites us and asks us and wants us to learn more about his world, but also more about him. Let's just have another quick look at a verse. This is verse 13 and 14. The Lord will keep his promises With love, he takes care of what he has made. The Lord helps those who have been defeated. He takes care of those who are in trouble. This is brilliant because God helps us when we are in trouble. He takes care of us. And it's quite interesting that he says he helps us when we feel defeated. Sometimes we think the Christian life, everything should go right. But often it doesn't. We may feel defeated. Things go wrong. God says, I will take care of you. I will help you when you are defeated. In other words, God is able to save us. God is able to save us when we face trouble and difficulty. I want to tell you a little thing. I don't know if any of you recognize this character here. Does anybody recognize him? Yeah, some. One or two faces, yeah. Who is it? Ronaldo, yeah. Ronaldo is arguably the best footballer around at the moment. The best footballer. And can I just add any Manchester United fans here? Anybody like Manchester United? Well, Manchester United are not doing as well as they think they are should be doing. Okay? And so they have a problem. They need somebody who is brilliant to come and help them. To help them to get better scores, to win matches and to win trophies. Yeah? So what do? They think, aha, we'll get the best player to come and play for us. So they invited Ronaldo in this football season to come and play for their team. And it's working because until yesterday, they were top of the league. And this chap here, Ronaldo, had scored 4 goals for them. Ronaldo loved that club. He loved Manchester United because it helped make him famous. And he wanted to help that club and use all his brilliance to save that club and to enable Manchester United to win matches and to win trophies. And that's what God wants to do for us. He wants to come and bring all his brilliance and help us in our lives. So this morning we ask ourselves, what is God like? He is the King. He is the King. Actually, I should say he is kind. He is kind and the King, and he is merciful. He is full of love for us. He is good to everyone, whoever we are. We may think we're rubbish, sadly, at times, but God loves us, and he is dependable when we fail. In other words, God is brilliant. We're going to come back and think about what this means for us and think a little bit more about what this passage says to us. Just for adults, have a look at this psalm when you get home later, because I'm only touching on some of the things that this passage says to us. So there's much more in this passage for us to look at. But for the moment, we want to think that God is brilliant and he wants to bring that brilliance into our lives. Yeah, please be seated. We've been thinking about how brilliant God is from Psalm 145. But there's something else that this psalm tells us that's really, really important. And that is that God wants to be our friend. Now, I want you to put your thinking caps on, because I want you to think back to when you started school. Okay, do you think you can do that for me? Now, for me, that was a long, long time ago. Okay, but you might want to, adults might want to think about when they started a new job. Okay, and it's a bit of a lonely exercise when we start at school. Yeah, God wants to be a friend. Yeah, we go to school and we don't really know anybody. Or we start a new job and we don't know anybody. And we want to find friends. So what are some of the things that we do to find friends? Well, there's some ideas. First of all, we want to be with people. If we start our first job or start school and sit ourselves in a corner, we're not going to meet people, are we? So we want to be with people. And then we want to talk to people. We might be talking about Lego or our favourite animals or our favourite breakfast. It doesn't really matter. We talk to people. And then when our lesson starts, we may find things are a bit difficult. Or we start a job and we don't know where the loos are. We don't know where this is or where the coffee machine is. We have to ask people to help us. And also we help people as well, because some things we can do that other people can't do. So we help people. And we ask questions, like where's the loos? How can I sharpen my pencil? How do I turn the computer off? And we ask for help from other people. Well, this is all quite interesting, because if we look at this, these verses from 17 to 19, this is what the psalmist says, this is what David said. He says, everything the Lord does is right. With love, he takes care of all he has made. The Lord is close to everyone who prays to him, to all who truly pray to him. He gives those who fear him what they want. He listens when they cry out and saves them. So a lot of those things there are the things we do when we want to find friends. So we look in yellow, we see that when we show an interest in people, it's about taking care of people. We see that God wants to take care of us. We talked about being with people, not sitting in a corner by ourselves. And it tells us the Lord is close. God's not far away, he's close to us. It talks about praying to him. Praying is just another word for talking. God wants us to talk and to pray to him. That's a really good friendly thing to do. And then it tells us that he gives us what we want. Now there's a caveat here. It says if we fear him, if we respect God, if we learn about God, God will give us what we want. Now, remember earlier we showed that picture of that big flash car. Do you think it would be a good idea to have a big flash car? It might look brilliant. But if I'm going to be a friend of God, I might say, well, having a car like that might not be the most important and best thing for me. I'll have a practical car, a car that maybe can give people lifts in, a car that doesn't use up a lot of petrol. And what this is saying is that we respect God and seek the things he does. God will give us. God will what we want. God will help us. And then the other thing we do when we want to find friends is ask questions. What did you do over lunchtime? What did you have for your dinner or your breakfast? And here it tells us that God listens. And especially when we cry out, when there are difficulties that we face. And for the people of King David's time, when he wrote this passage, when he wrote this psalm, when he says they cry out to him and saves them, what they're thinking about is their history, when God saved them out of Egypt. That is what they remember. And later on, they also remembered that God saved Daniel in the lion's den. And we were thinking about that the other week, weren't we? God is somebody who wants to save us when we cry out to him. So there's an invitation for us this morning to be friends with this brilliant God. We might want to ask ourselves, how's our friendship? How's our friendship with this brilliant God? God wants to be our friends. God wants us to be friendly to him. He says he listens when they cry and he saves them. And this is a pointer to Jesus Christ himself. Because the people who wrote the Psalms, they knew somebody was going to come and he was going to save them. King David, he did a good job, but wasn't good enough. He failed. And they all knew that somebody was going to come. The prophets kept saying, somebody's going to come and he's going to save them. And we knew that this person, the Bible tells us, is Jesus. He's the one who can come and save us. Save us from the consequences of all those wrong things that we do. And that's why, when we do wrong things, God is merciful to us. God is patient with us because he has sent Jesus to be our Saviour. So this morning I want us to conclude with this. What is God like? From this psalm we see that God is brilliant. He is kind and merciful, full of love. He's good to everybody. He's dependable even when we fail. And importantly, he wants us to be his friend. And I hope this morning we want to be friends with God as well. So I'm going to conclude our little talk there and just close with a short prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a brilliant God. No one can fully understand about you. And it's an amazing thing that you want us to be your friend. So help us day by day to learn more about you and to be friends with you wherever we are. And help us to learn more about Jesus, who came to save us, and help us to trust him and make him our Saviour. Amen.